visiting today with Dr. Brent Bean. We're talking about sorghum pest control because you're with the sorghum board, the checkoff. So tell us a little bit about what you talked about today.
Yes, well, mostly what we concentrated on was these new technologies that are now fully available that will give us over-the-top grass control in sorghum. So we looked at and discussed the Enzen sorghum, which is a Corteva product. Now, there's not going to be really much of that seed available this next year. It'll just be still looked at more as demos. But there will be quite a bit of the iGrowth and what we call double-team sorghum. iGrowth is being sold by Advanta, and then the herbicide is being sold by UPL. It's called Imaflex, or Mazamox is the chemical name. You may be familiar with that as Beyond in wheat or Raptor in soybeans. But that particular product will give you either soil activity, so you can use it potentially, or you could use it post for grass control. The other one is the double team, that's S&W product or sorghum partners. That seed's going to be more limited. So if you want to try the double team seed, get a hold of your S&W sorghum partner dealer pretty soon, see if you can get some of that seed to try. The herbicide used there is called First Act, which is the old Assure. For those growers who are familiar with that product, we've got a lot of experience with Assure. Does a really good job post-emergence on grass. So those are the technologies that are available. And I'd encourage guys to, if they got a grass issue, to try them. I wouldn't plant the whole farm to any of these, but maybe pick a farm where you got a lot of grass, try it, and see how those hybrids work for you and how the grass control goes.
Talk to us a little bit about seed availability, because you mentioned there's going to be kind of some of it's going to be a little bit harder to find than others.
Yeah, I mean, I think the iGrowth seed, there should be probably plenty of that available. So that shouldn't be hard to get, I don't think. It does come in several maturities, so I think you can find what fits you. And then the double team, that is going to be tighter supply. I think you should be able to get seed, but maybe to get the one you really want, maybe a little more difficult this first year. But I would, if you're interested in trying that technology, I would talk to my seed dealer, pretty soon.
We'll talk a little bit about, you were talking about some new varieties of sorghum. Waxy sorghum is something that may become popular. So tell us a little bit about that. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, what the sorghum checkoff has been doing the last 3 or 4 years, we've been trying to look at what we can do to add value to sorghum. Well, waxy sorghum is one way to potentially do that. And the reason is waxy sorghum has a higher percentage of amylopectin, which is a type of starch, compared to conventional. Conventional sorghum has 75% amylopectin, 25% amylose. The waxy is like 95% amylopectin. Well, that's actually a favorable trait for some end users. One of the end users is what's called the Baijiu, the alcohol market in China. It's a huge market, actually. They like waxy sorghum. And so the idea is grow waxy sorghum, get a premium for it, and then sell it to that market. So that's the idea. Now, right now, the waxy sorghum hybrids that we're looking at that are commercially available, there is a yield penalty right now associated with that. So you got to be able to make that up on a premium. So hopefully that's the case. And so we've got some waxy sorghum going to China right now in containers where they're going to do some more testing. And the thought is they're going to contract for more of it next year. Now, I really think it'll be 2023 before we see hopefully a lot of it being used that way. But it'll be IP'd. You're going to have to, know that it's waxy, and you got to have a way to get it shipped to China. So you got to have, you got to be able to load it on containers or some way to get it shipped. So that's an issue. But that's something the sorghum checkoff has been working on now for really about 4 years.
Well, and you also talked about designing a new sorghum plant. And this was something I really hadn't thought of. But, you said you look at corn or wheat plants and you see how they've kind of come along through the years. But sorghum, well, it's kind of stayed the same.
It really has. And so what we're looking at, and the sorghum board in December approved a big project to look at, where we're funding some crop physiologists and some breeders to really take a hard look at that sorghum plant. And what do we need to do to change that plant, okay, so that we can increase our yield? And so that's what we're doing. So there's several things we're looking at. We're looking at, one, we're looking at just the sorghum panicle. Well, why the panicle? Well, we think if we have a bigger panicle, we'll have what's called a bigger sink that'll pull more carbohydrates into that that'll support more grain. So that's one way. More upright leaves is another way that we can get better light interception. Maybe add a little bit of height to the sorghum. One that's kind of novel is looking at stomata density. Mm-hmm. Well, stomates are the small little holes on the leaf where you have water and gas exchange. Well, in a really good environment where you're shooting for high yields, you'd like to have more stomata potentially, where you have better gas exchange, more CO2 coming into that plant. Okay, that's a good thing. On the other side, if it's very dry, yield potential is not very high, you may actually want smaller or less stomata. Maybe what would be beneficial. And so this group would be looking at both of those things. Stomata is something we haven't been able to look at in the past because it took a graduate student sitting under a microscope and trying to count those for 6 months, and then you say, oh, well, maybe we can grow this hybrid. Well, now with new technology, with cameras, we can take a picture of that leaf, and in 2 weeks, we can screen a whole bunch of hybrids or lines and figure out what that stomata density is. So I'm kind of excited about that particular trait.
I was going to say that whole process sounds exciting, like building something brand new that's going to only be beneficial for producers going forward.
Well, we hope so. Now, you know, this is a long-term project, not going to happen overnight, but it's something different, trying to think outside the box, and hopefully in 4 or 5 years, we'll figure out, okay, this is the way we want that plant to at least look, right, and then we can start developing that plant.
Well, looking ahead, we're in 2022 now. What other exciting things does the sorghum checkoff have coming up this year?
Well, I guess the other project we're working on, we are looking at high-protein sorghum, so we're trying to develop grain that has higher protein, so that's something we're doing. We'll continue to do a lot of work on the value-added stuff. We're, you know, one market that's really growing is the pet food market with sorghum. You wouldn't think so, but it is. So pet food, getting sorghum more being used by the poultry industry is something we're kind of working on and showing some promise there. Even just the human food side of it, there's surprisingly a lot of interest in sorghum from a human food standpoint. That market is not huge, but it's growing. I eat a cereal every morning just about for breakfast that has made from sorghum. And so that's another market that we're really looking at that we think can add value to sorghum. In fact, we just hired a new marketing person that's really, you know, what she's going to be doing is looking at that whole food industry and how we can get more grain sorghum into that industry.
Well, it's going to be a great year, Dr. Bean. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
You bet. Glad to do it.